You don't wanna speak again, and it hurts so bad.
The headlines. Government signs contracts to upgrade Livingstone, and Attorney General urges ADR in criminal matters. Government has signed a contract worth over 132 million kwacha with KOG Construction Zambia Limited for the rehabilitation and upgrade of approximately 8.31 kilometers of selected roads in Livingstone to bituminous standards. Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga disclosed that the project is being implemented under the Zambia Green, Resilient and Transformational Tourism Development Project, GREAT TDP, with the $100 million United States dollar loan financing facility from the World Bank. Mr. Muhanga said the primary objective of the project is to improve access to resilient infrastructure in selected tourism development areas of Livingstone so as to enhance economic opportunities in the tourist capital. 360. The Sulawesi High Court in Northwestern Province has officially opened its 2026 criminal session, with Attorney General Mulilo Kavesha urging the judiciary to consider the use of alternative dispute resolution (ADR) mechanisms in criminal cases, particularly through plea bargaining. Mr. Kavesha said the use of ADR mechanisms in criminal disputes was cost-effective and provided for under the Zambian law. Mr. Kavesha, who graced the event, emphasized the importance of embracing alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in criminal matters as a way of enhancing efficiency in the justice system. News 360. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Some Iranians have again been able to make international phone calls 4 days after communications were cut in response to the anti-government protests. But the service is erratic and the internet remains down. More videos of the violent suppression of the demonstrations are now emerging, with witnesses suggesting the number of victims may have been in the thousands. President Trump has said that any country doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on trade with the United States. China, one of Iran's biggest trading partners, said it would protect its rights and interests. The BBC's US partner CBS is reporting that defense officials have briefed Mr. Trump on potential military strikes. News
360. The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 46 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 26 kwacha 24 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 75 ngwe, and the South African rand 1 kwacha 18 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Michael Carrick has agreed to become a Manchester United interim head coach, and former England assistant manager Steve Holland is set to be his number two. Jonathan Woodgate, Johnny Evans and Travis Binion will also be part of Carrick's staff. Former United and England midfielder Carrick agreed a deal on Monday night, with an announcement due on Tuesday once the necessary paperwork has been signed. United sacked Ruben Amorim after 14 months on 5th January, and Darren Fletcher took charge as caretaker boss for 2 matches. Carrick will be in the dugout for Saturday's Premier League derby against Manchester City at Old Trafford. Lusaka is cloudy with a thunderstorm this afternoon, with the maximum temperature peaking at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be cloudy with a thunderstorm in spots, with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government signs contracts to upgrade Livingstone, and Attorney General urges ADR in criminal matters. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's number one hit station. 96.5 Rock FM. Rock FM.
You can say what you want.
by Rock FM.
Blue Soccer.
Blue Soccer.
Blue Soccer. Blue Soccer.
Blue Soccer.
If you stepped in the backyard with one foot at a time, only rays of sunshine can be catching. Be on guard. The turning in my mind travels to my head, 'cause with the stories before mine, all the homes that I've known, I made it home in the pine. All the shades and castles created a city from the sky. Every else that you can set me in the start of India. That's my beginning. Full of life, but I'm so free. No one's saying something crowding. Guess I thought the sunshine would be enough or something.
Instead of it soaking up.